Sheena, bringing you all the things you wanted to say but wouldn't, and all the things you were going to say but they say you shouldn't. Welcome to Get Out of My Head.
Happy Sunday.
Good afternoon. Happy Sunday. Good afternoon.
Yes.
How are you, ladies? Sasha, how are you feeling?
Girl, I'm just surprised at my life. Like,
surprised
just
at
life. Just to FYI to our listeners, I had caught COVID, and you know, I didn't know. I was just living my regular life, you know, and I just started to have really, really bad back pains that just got progressively worse, which turned out to be mucus filling the lungs. And
the doctor said that is mucus in the lungs.
Yeah. Because I had a virtual visit with the doctor or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I was having really, really, you know, some people it affects, you know, with no problem. Some people just lose their taste and they're okay. Some mm-hmm. people, you know, die, obviously. But I definitely feel like I was close to on the spectrum of death. No G.
Don't
like, not. I'm serious. Like, I really was in here, like, begging, like, God, please, if this is it, just take me now, because this is just too much pain. And just so, it was like, you know, just being, I would be sound asleep and then, like, can't breathe. Like, I wake up because I cannot breathe. Like, it's like short of breath. Like, I just ran for a mile and I'm out of shape. Like, that's how bad it was. And then, like, I hadn't been eating anything. And it's not even like I was like nauseous or anything. It's just mm-hmm. like no desire to eat anything. Mm-hmm. But I ended up trying to go back to work one day, and I was sitting down trying to do some box braids. When mm-hmm. I tell you, I did one braid. One. Could not breathe. So it's just like, you know, I guess I gotta still stay home and just relax and kind of, you know, yeah. And I started taking selenium and elderberry and zinc, which does help. If y'all could get some, just to get some, just to have like your for your everyday vitamins or whatever, you
I
know.
Do a multivitamin, but I don't know what's in there.
Yeah, I do. Yeah. I like the ones that are like specific target. You know what I'm saying? I know multivitamin is just easier because one, you know, but I like those ones because they are just, you know, to jam pack. Yeah, they like just for those particular things.
Yeah, I do. I take sea moss because that's the best thing to take.
That's the thing to take. And yeah, you can take if you got sea moss, then you good.
Bro. I don't even. Yeah, I take a multivitamin and then I do like a hair, skin, and nails vitamin, and then on top of that, it's folic acid. So I don't even.
Okay.
I don't know why I'm doing the multivitamin though. If I'm taking all the other stuff though too, but.
Yeah,
like whatever. Yeah, the sea moss I take, it's not really the best thing, like flavor, like taste wise. I tried a flavor one, but the flavor one, so it negates taking the sea moss. You need to just take regular sea moss mm-hmm. because when they add the flavor, even though they're saying that it's
I remember you was like sour apple or something like that.
Yeah, right? I tried the sour apple, but then doing my research on it, it's just like boiling.
It takes away from it.
Yeah, like boiling your vegetables too soft because it's taking away out of all the nutrients. You might as well just steam them and eat them like that because that's when you get the most nutrients. So I just take it on a spoon. Put it on a spoon, take it, and then I just shoot it down either with like a cup of juice or something or cold water. And then that's it.
But I'm sure it's so crazy because like I go to the gym or whatever. Mm-hmm. And then when I get out the gym, I get in the car and I put alcohol on my hands mm-hmm. clean them. Mm-hmm. I think personally what happened was I had ran out. There was no more alcohol in the car. Not my car. It was, you know, SRG that drives every time we go. So it was no, we, you know, he ran out of alcohol in the car. Mm-hmm. And I'm telling you, in that timing, that's when I feel like it happened. So it's just a matter of just a matter of keeping your hands clean because, and it's like not so much. I mean, it's just simply just touching something, and then it probably, you know, it's germs all over the place, touching mm-hmm. my face and just forgetting mm-hmm. to wash to put the damn alcohol on my hands to get the germs on my off my hands. Right. You know what I'm saying? So that's really what it is. Like, you know what I'm saying? If I'm gonna be outside, you just have to take precautions, and I just missed a step right there, and I got sick. So say all of that to say, you know, I'm feeling much better today. I went back to work on Friday. Mm-hmm. I had a full schedule Friday. Saturday wasn't a full schedule because I kind of cut it down because I really wasn't too sure how I was going to be feeling. Mm-hmm. So Saturday, and then today I went back to the gym today. Still a little short of breath, you know, while I was on the treadmill, but you know, I've just been taking it easy, taking my time, and just drinking, trying to drink a lot of water and stuff like that. So it's better.
Mm-hmm. You feeling better? You up for this trip?
I cannot wait for this trip.
I'm packed already, y'all.
Oh, I'm proud of you.
I need to pack underwear though, because God forbid I go and then not have nothing. But I think everything else, I feel like I need to pack underwear and then put my toothbrush in there, but I have everything else in there.
I have everything set up. All right, so then I definitely, after this is done, said and done, we got maybe do like a group call or something, so I have to know what to put in my suitcase because I have no idea.
Yeah, I'm like that. I'm like, I don't know. But I cleaned the whole house this weekend, like everything except that closet, which just gives me anxiety every day thinking about how messy my closet is. But I legit cleaned the whole house top to bottom, except that death trap of a closet. Mm-hmm. I did everything. My closet, because I'm new to the house, so like my closets, I've been like doing good, like with keeping everything in its place. Like, no matter how tired I am, I'm like, can't be lazy. Put these shoes back in the box, put them back in the closet. I've been good with that since I moved in here, knock on wood. And I've been doing this, trying to teach Kimora the same, like, you know, assets. Like when she goes into her room, when you're a girl, you know, you take your stuff off, you put it here, so your room don't look crazy. I don't know why that's so hard for me to take my shoes off and put it in the closet. it's like really a mind thing. No, I'm not even gonna hold you. It's a real like mind thing, because I think like getting your own place, like my new place, I don't have carpet in my living room, so I don't really make people take their shoes off because my living room is hardwood floor.
Yeah, I do. So as soon as I walk in the house, I take the shoes off.
And that's the thing. So, like, my old house, because it was carpet, I would take my shoes off at the door and just leave them there. So, I guess it's just, like, a new habit that I've started, like, coming into my room. I take them up here, and the boxes are right there. I just put them in the closet. The ones I don't have boxes for, they're lined up neatly. But, like, my heels and stuff, I kind of keep the boxes.
I don't know.
I throw away all my boxes. I don't keep them because I don't keep, you know, for me, going into my room, it's like you gotta go where all the shoes would be. Like generally when I first moved in, you gotta walk all the way up the stairs, go through my bedroom, go through the bathroom, and then the closet in the back. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I'm not doing all of that. Like I ended up getting a shoe rack for down here, and then I just try to keep my shoes behind the couch. It's just me and Justin, so whatever. I'm just like, I just try to keep it in the order, but I can't keep shoe boxes. It's really pointless. It just keeps too much space for me.
That's what it is. It's so like I have way too many shoes. Like I
shoe boxes away a lot
upstairs
of stuff.
I got shoe boxes in both closets. Like
I really went through all my stuff when moving out of my mom's house, and I like started from scratch. So like right now I'm working with 3 pairs of pumps so far, like 3 pairs of heels in my closet, which is like things that I could wear with everything. Like I don't have crazy amount of stuff, like, so I'm starting over from scratch with everything. And I'm just going to have, like, one color heel and then maybe mix it up with, like, something crazy. But I'm not – I don't go crazy anymore because I feel like I waste my money. Like, I wasted so much money over the years. Like, it was stuff that I never touched, never wore. And the only reason why I realized it is because of COVID. Like, because the pandemic happened and I started cleaning stuff up. I'm like, damn, I didn't even know I had
But that's the crazy part is I did that. Like, today, though, too, I went through and like, redid all of my drawers, though, too, which I have a lot of those, too. Like, I have a full, the 6, you know, drawer dresser and an armor with a bunch of stuff in there. And I went through all of that. I had stuff that was on hangers and stuff and went through all that and started throwing some stuff away or deciding what I'm donating to storage. And I had did my closet back in April of last year, and throughout, not shoes that I don't wear, but shoes that I'm like, I couldn't see myself wearing. Like, it must have been the style back then, but I would never be caught dead wearing it. It's just not something I would wear now. So all the stuff in there is stuff I could possibly wear. I just, you know, we ain't been going nowhere. And even that is still a lot, like a lot of freaking shoes.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I haven't cleaned my closet. My closet is literally, you can't see the floor in there. There's no room to hang anything. And then on the top, all around where the shelves are, like, kind of, they're all packed and full. And when I tell you, I have not worn anything out of that closet since I pretty much moved here. Oh, like, that's how much stuff is just in there. And I was just saying, you know, I really want to. It's just about having the time to go in there and go through everything, because I was like, it's gonna be fun because I get to try on all these clothes and stuff like that. But a lot of those clothes, not for nothing, thank God, they don't fit me no more. You know what I'm saying? I mean, for me, because, you know, I have all these little cute outfits and, like, cute clothes and stuff like that. But like I said, they don't fit. Like, even the other day, me even trying to, like, coming out of being sick and everything and trying to go to work.
Yeah.
Man, I'm trying to get dressed and put on clothes and everything just looks stupid because I'm like, you know, I used to be, like, extra large and now I'm more in the neighborhood of mediums now, you know? So all my clothes is just looking like, you look dumb. Like, that shirt, and it's really my shirts. Like, you know, my thighs really didn't get too much smaller, but, like, my upper body, I've lost a lot of weight up there, and it's just, like, all my clothes are just droopy hanging off me like homeless people. So I just have to go through all my stuff and
I legit been cleaning for 2 days. Like, literally, I cleaned. I was like, oh, I have to do work on Saturday. I didn't do no work. I cleaned all day yesterday up until, like, 10 o'clock I was cleaning, and then basically until 12 o'clock today I was still cleaning.
Yeah, I did that. I told you I was going to clean one room and take a break. I just kind of went through everything and take no break, which made me more tired last night, but I had a good night's sleep. But I did everything, like, cleaned out my fridge, kitchen, everything. Like, I don't know. It's a lot of work. I don't know about having no house, child. Cause
right. And honestly, I was cleaning up and I was like, I need to just hire a maid. Like, this is.
Yeah.
I have been saying this, the only reason why I didn't, because, you know, just talking to people who do have housekeepers, it's like, you know, protocol is like at least the first, you know, a couple of times that they're there, you should be home because, you know what I'm saying, you don't know them, you know, you want to just make sure you trust them and stuff like that. And I'm like, do y'all understand the point of me getting a housekeeper? I don't have time. So I don't want to sit home and watch you clean my house. I don't have time for it. I mean, I definitely do. I was thinking about it, but then in the time that I was home, in an effort just to get up and start getting a little better breathing and stuff like that, I had cleaned up my room because my room was crazy. So I ended up cleaning my room. So I'm like, damn, maybe I don't need a housekeeper, but I do, because I know I just need somebody to come maybe like once a month or something like that, just to do like the deep cleaning. And mm-hmm. I'll keep, you know, everything else in order for the most part. Yeah, I just need somebody to come in here that's gonna clean the shit out of my bathroom.
That's
clean
what my mom bedroom. Does.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I need that because I just don't have the time. You know what I'm saying? I really don't have the time, and I don't mind paying somebody $100, $120 to come and clean my house.
I don't know, man. I be telling people like, oh, I need to clean, and they be like, clean what? But I'm like, if you have no idea, like, if you lifted up certain stuff mm-hmm. and saw how crazy it was.
I don't know. Yeah. That's what my mom does. Like, she does so like the cleaning people, I think they come every 2 weeks for her, and then mm-hmm. they do like a deep clean every 6 months where they clean like the inside of her stove, like everything. Mm-hmm. Like, they do everything, her dishwasher, every, like, laundry room, everything.
Yeah, and I think I need more
that.
Frequently though, because that's the stuff, the anxiety be killing me, be building up, because I know that that's the stuff I need to do 6 months or two.
Yeah. Yeah, she does that, but she has, like, she's like me, she has OCD, so even when the cleaning people come, like, if somebody comes to the house,
no, I
she
get still
cleans
house, up she's right bigger, after. Though, too. That's the thing.
Yeah, and we don't really have the time to do it. I mean, like, when we first moved in, it was cool, because it was like, hey, business is not really as booming as it is now. Now, it's like, nobody has time. Like, I had to call her one last month and be like, I forgot to go food shopping. That's how busy I've been. Managing mm-hmm. these two businesses. Like, I didn't even have time to go food shopping. And Kamara's like, mom,
food in the house. I need lunch. You know that y'all
clean. Yeah, like, girl, can she? She's like, I need lunch. And then with it being like homeschooling, it's like, I gotta have lunch, basically three meals, and then snacks in between mm-hmm. those meals.
Yep.
Because she is eating me out of a house and home, like, for her to be 8 years old. But she's very active, so I get it. Like, she's running around. She likes to go outside. So it's like she's burning all of those calories mad quick. So it's like, okay, cool, whatever. Mm-hmm. Not complaining. I'm actually happy that she does eat, because I hear people say the kids don't eat and they got to give them like substitutional things for them to eat. So I'm kind of happy about that.
Yeah. I don't know, ladies. I'm excited. Well, that was part of why I want to clean up, is that I love that when I go away and we ain't been on vacation in a while, I like to come back to, like, the house being cleaned.
Yeah, my house. Good thing I cleaned up the other day, so I really just got to make my bed and then I'm good. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm going to make Justin clean up the rest of the house, which is, you know, he kind of been doing that anyway, so.
Cannot wait for the trip. I haven't told my, like, real estate team, and they've been, ooh, God, child, they've been swamped. And I'm like, ooh, wait, girl, what are you going to tell them? Because definitely next week, the time creaked up on me. Let them know I ain't gonna be here.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want no phone calls, no texts, no emails. Like, I need to be completely off the grid, because if I have to even think about work, it like is gonna ruin my vacation. No work at all.
Yeah. That's what we're trying to say. Thing. That's what the plan is. I'm not answering no hair questions while I'm away.
No.
True that. Like, yeah, just enjoy being away from our everyday real life.
Unless something's burning, I don't want no part of that. Nothing. Figure it out.
Yeah, I don't need to talk to nobody.
So I ain't gotta do it. When Justin's with Valerie, it's like I don't gotta worry about nothing. So
right. That's where Kamora's gonna be with my mom and Kayla, so I'm straight. Even if she wasn't, she was with her dad, I still don't gotta worry, so I'm good. But it's like, you know,
right.
I'm not a mommy, I ain't a girlfriend,
I'm not a boss, I'm just not a coworker, so, no nothing. Yeah.
Right, I love you. I'll talk to you when I get back. I will text you, good morning, I'm good, I'm alive. And if we go somewhere, I'll let you know when we get back to the hotel. Other than that, I won't have no conversation, no FaceTime, no nothing. I'll see you when I get back.
Period.
Because this has been a lot for me. Like, I haven't gone on vacation since pandemic. And then on top of that, it's like I started everything new. And it's not that I don't mind sharing my space, but you need that time away from your partner. So you, when you come back, it's like, I miss you.
Some space to miss people.
So
I need to make the heart grow fonder.
Speaking of partners. Tess, there was this movie you were talking about, Lust. I haven't even heard nothing about it, though, to be honest.
I don't know. I think we were in the shop and Brittany just randomly put it on or whatever. And this movie is called Lust. I believe it comes on Life. It came on Lifetime. We were watching it on a Fire Stick or whatever. But it has Keri Hilson, Tank, and the other dark skinned dude. He be in movies, but I just really don't know what the other movies is. But he's a prominent actor as well. So basically.
The full star studied cast, whatever you call it.
A little background in a movie. Keri Hilson, basically, she's marrying the only man she's ever slept with, and she's the only man she's ever slept with. And now this man has money. Like, he's a handsome man. You know, he gives her everything she wants. You know what I'm saying? Like, anything she asks for, he gives it to her, except sexually. You know, this is the only man she's ever had sex with. So she's like, you know, it was like a scene where she came home and she was just like in her little glasses. She had like a little glass on, like acting like a school teacher type of thing. And then like he was like, oh, okay, that's nice, you know, like, so that's already, you already not into it, so she already, like, I know that's already making her make a woman feel like, damn, like, now I'm feeling insecure about even coming to you like this. And then, you know, he was in the kitchen, and she wanted to have sex on the counter, and he was like, oh, no, babe, come on, let's go in the room, it's, this is unsanitary.
He sounded like one of my exes.
You know, and then, you know, she was trying to do the whole sexual thing with him, and he was like, you know, I put that life behind me, like I don't behave that way anymore type of thing, like, you know what I'm saying to her. And it's like, it was just a million things I had to say about that, because it's like, you know, first of all, if I'm coming to you and I'm telling you sexually something, I'm trying to do something different, this is just me in a way telling you that I'm not satisfied with what we're doing right now. Let's change it up. Let's do something different, because right now I'm not really happy. And how you gonna tell me some shit that I want to do? It's like, I put that life behind me. I don't do that no more. So that means them other bitches.
Right. I didn't get to experience it.
Right. You know what I'm saying? It turned out he ended up having a homeboy that was locked up that was coming back home and was staying with him for a little while. And then she ended up getting a physical attraction to him just because that nigga was just, you know.
I ain't surprised.
He ain't have shit, but he ain't have shit. It's just the simple fact that, you know, he's showing that little sexual.
Yeah, sexual like, tension, you know desire. She don't, like, you know. Damn,
that she's not getting. It's like, you know, I'm not gonna even sit here and lie, like, you know, it's because I'm not really a outspoken person like that, so I really wouldn't even, I don't know that I would know how to tell a man like I'm not satisfied, like I'm not satisfied, but like, can we do this, or you know what I'm saying? I talk and I'll say certain things to y'all while we talking, like, you should do this, you should do that, but I don't know, as far as me taking that type of,
I've told a man that before though too.
What do you say?
You asking me? You know,
this
you know,
is whack.
This shit is whack.
I wouldn't, the way that I went about saying, I wouldn't advise someone else to say the same thing, but I feel like I've definitely told men on occasion certain stuff. Like, where I'm like, oh, that sounds like the ex I've had before. I've told him too that, like, he wasn't all that, like, oh, this was too fast. Like, come on. Like,
oh, shit.
I've said that slow before. I told someone else though too, who wasn't even a boyfriend, but I was dating with. Like, you know, at one point in time, he was the best sex I've ever had, and then I was like, not anymore. Like, I've experienced something else, and it's like, you're great and know all this different stuff, but that was not the right approach though too to take with comparing. But no, sorry, but I mean, it's just no I'm more. Just talking like you're not tentative. Like, you are a selfish lover, so to speak. You're not worried about whether or not I'm getting my rocks up first. It's just all about you. Yeah.
You.
I mean, I guess there was definitely a way to do that. The way that I've done them, I've not been. If in retrospect, I wouldn't have done either of those things in that way.
But you have to be able to, I think, communicate that in, like, your relationship long-term-wise. Because, like we say in our previous podcast, we're, like, dating to be married. So if you can't be honest with your male best friend, it's not really gonna work. And it's like, you know, you don't have to, I don't know, it's the time and a place, I guess you could say it, like, if you weren't being satisfied properly, like, babe, can we try this? Or like, even like, maybe take a class together where y'all become more intimate with each other, and then it, like, you know, it grows, or try different things. Like,
yeah, my ex and I bought like a sex calendar when we went to New Orleans. We went into a sex shop, so it was like perfect timing to mention certain stuff. And we got a calendar where it was like, we're gonna try these, like, try different things. Like, each, you know, each day of the calendar was something different to do.
Exactly, like, make it fun.
I remember one time, just, you know, dealing with a dude, and, you know, I had mentioned that I watch porn, you know, and then that's what opened up the window for us that to even have that conversation, talking about the type of, because it's like, you watch porn for real? And it's like, yeah, I watch porn all the time. Like, I was watching porn before you got here, you know, and it's just like, it's like, for real? And it's like, what kind of stuff do you watch? And then it's like, you know, we ended up getting into that conversation. And then, you know, he asked me, like, you know, am I like the best sex you ever had? And it's like, no. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's like, for real? It's like, yeah, nah, you're not. You know, it's like, damn. Like, I'm like, well, you're in my top five. Top five, you know what I'm saying? You tell a nigga, like, damn, it's like four other niggas better than me? Like, yeah, it's a fact. Like, that's without question, where I know, like, if I was to call that person, it's like, I already know that person's gonna give me every single thing I need. I'm not gonna leave, like, dissatisfied about nothing, because this person just knows. And, you know, and that's how we end up, you know, he's like, well, hold on, wait, what is it that they do that I don't do? And it's like, yes, exactly. This is exactly where I wanted you to be at, because I want to tell you, you know what I'm saying? But I just wanted to know, I had to see if it was okay, right, and making me feel comfortable enough to tell him those type of things, because I don't want to, I'm not trying to, you know, strike your ego or anything, like, try to make you feel in some type of way, because this is saddle for every horse, you know. It's other bitches out here that like that shit, but just for me personally, I just didn't, I like this and I like that, like, you know what I'm saying? That has always just been a little bit of,
and
a,
I think it's as simple
thing
as that, right? Like, y'all sitting down and having a conversation, where it's like, what do you like? You know, what turns you on? what do you like during sex? And y'all sharing the same thing. So it's not even a, like, this is like our conversation for last week. It's not like you don't do X, Y, and Z, or you're trash, or blah, blah, blah. This is what I like. And as your partner who wants to satisfy you, like, people get, you know, pleasure from satisfying your partner. They're just going to pick up on those things and want to do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But not being sexually satisfied, I'd rather have that uncomfortable conversation with my partner than to be lusting over another man and end up cheating.
Yeah, especially if
you thought that conversation was uncomfortable, you know, what the hell you think gonna happen after, like,
that shit blows up?
Yeah,
I smash it.
But I
think it's a lot of it too. It's like just simply being receptive. Like, you know, I think that, you know, a lot in that particular movie, it was just like, you know, I want to look at my wife in a certain way. You know what I'm saying? Like, I want to see, I don't want to see her or her behaving in, you know, in a whorish kind of way, you know? And I think that's what, simply what that was. And I think that's a very much a closed-minded.
Well, and guess what? As long as I'm being a hoe for you inside the house and it's not being, like, publicized.
Right.
Then it doesn't matter.
Nobody ever know this about us.
Get that part. Yeah, I get that part of, like, of course you don't want to see your wife acting a certain way outside. Duh.
Right.
Because
that's
just, I mean, it's not a great thing in scaring out of that, but, like, my ex is that same way with stuff where I feel like that was part of, I mean, there's plenty of reason why Richard didn't work, but I felt like I was put on this pedestal and I was supposed to perform like a wife and act like a wife and have what you call quote unquote wifely sex, but wanted and like certain stuff if I tried or did, it's like, oh no, you're not supposed to do this stuff, but yet you could get that from somewhere else. It's like this image that whole,
yeah, like you want to go out on the outside and go get that from the outside, but you're not trying to have me, you know what I'm saying, doing foreplay or wearing some sexy shit for you, mm-hmm. or talking a certain type of way during sex. I can't do that because you like, oh, let no,
he's my wife to be this saintly mind.
You know what I'm saying?
Thing,
that's not what you're supposed to do. Mm. Yeah, we're not married. So the fact that we're even in here having sex, bro, like, hello, what type of saint is anybody right now?
That's what I'd be saying. Like, a sin is a sin at the end of the day.
Right.
There's no big sin or little sin. And that's just what it is. Like, I'm not, you know, like, that's how I tell people. Like, when the people be like, oh, I don't do this because of this. But you're still having sex
anyway,
not married. Like, so at the end of the day, like, I don't really get people's mindsets on certain things. I just be like, that's stupid. Like, I've heard girls say, like, you know, I'm keeping this baby, I don't give a fuck, like, I don't believe in abortions, but yet you busting it wide open, you're not married, so it's
I mean, in that thing, I don't know if it's because it's a sin thing. There could be a bunch of different stuff.
Yes, that's what they say to me. I've heard girls say to me, like, I don't believe in that because it's a sin. I get people who don't believe in abortions for other reasons, and I'm not knocking them. But when you say to me you don't believe in abortion because it's a sin, you should have never said that to me, because now I'm about to bust your whole bubble, bro. Like, don't say that to me, because a sin is a sin. There's no big sin or little sin. There's no minute in any sin. Like, it's wrong.
All the time. That's why I'll be like, you know, religion is a whole separate conversation, but sometimes I'll just be like, don't preach to me about religion or X, Y, and Z.
Nothing.
Right. That's why I don't do that.
My salvation.
Right.
Don't worry about me.
Like, don't worry about me.
Right. I was brought up in church. Like, we all was brought up in church. You don't see me going, you don't see us going around preaching to people, like, how people live their life. That's how they live their life. I'm not God. I ain't here to judge. Yeah. I don't do that. That's why I can't be around people like that all the time, because it annoys the shit out of me. Like, no. I don't be around you.
Just see, have you ever had to tell a guy, though, that he wasn't performing right somehow?
No. No. I mean, I've had, like, one better than the other, but I will say, like, it wasn't, like, horrible, but with the other person is, like, I'm more in tune with that person. That person, like, takes more care with me. So it's
I guess it's that, though, too. Like, how do you determine who's, like, the best for you? What makes them the best to you? That's you. That's you both. What makes them the best? You two, Tasha. I found that that time that I was telling that person about, you know, who was best and, you know, who's better, blah, blah, blah. A lot of the reason why, you know, one would be better than the other mm-hmm. is just simply because of our connection. Like, it's cool if you have some good, some bomb ass sex with, you know, a nigga that you're fucking with. But, like, if you, like, have some really, really good, crazy sex with somebody mm-hmm. who you love, and you have feelings for, he has feelings for you, it just makes it just different. It just makes it different when you're having sex. So I know a lot of the best sex that I've gotten has always been from people that I've exchanged mm-hmm. I love mm-hmm. yous with, and it's genuine. You know what I'm saying? It's never, I can't say that the best sex that I've, you know, had was from a nigga that I was just fucking with, because a nigga that I was just fucking with, I can't really, it's like, it's more than what you're giving me. It's what I could give you. You know what I'm saying? I can't, if there's a lot of things that I'm not really going to do with you, because, mm-hmm. you know, it's just, we just fucking around. Like, we just fucking, it's just get our rocks off, just to have a little sex, get a little of that feeling. I want to moan a little bit. And then that's just it. Like, you know what I'm saying? As opposed to where with somebody else, there's oral sex is better. I'm going to be more, I'm gonna want to touch you and hold you more. There's more kissing involved. You know what I'm saying? You let your guards down a little bit more. Like, you know what I'm saying? And being a little nastier, you know, those type of things. I think that's what would, you know, falls in the category of the best. The best is like usually with somebody who's I've exchanged I love yous with, so that all of those walls are down mm-hmm. and I'm just,
yeah, the intimacy level all out is comfortable like... with you. It's higher because I actually
like you.
Like, I'm just not like, oh, mm-hmm. I like you to do this, but we just gonna mm-hmm. do this and then that's it. Like, I can't see myself with you forever doing this because eventually I'm gonna grow tired of you, or it's gonna be like, ugh. And that's where mm-hmm. it was for me, like, mm-hmm. you know, this person I see myself with forever. Like, I wanna please you, you please me. I don't have to tell you, slow down, speed up. It's like you take your time with me because our intimacy level is like at its peak. Mm-hmm. So that's what makes it the best. That's why I say intimacy is very important.
Okay.
Yeah.
At its peak.
What's your best look like?
For me, I feel like it's like a mental thing, where I guess all that, like the connection and intimacy play a part, but it's real mental to me. But my mental state are mm-hmm. like mental connection and where we are, because I find like intellectual conversations to be stimulating, but I don't know, it's just that.
Oh yeah,
yeah, right. And I say mental though too, because thinking about, yes, I feel like that's your connection, your intimacy with people, but like, yeah, maybe that was a part of it too, why the one I thought was my best at that time, I felt like the conversations we were having and stuff was like higher level conversations, and I could see something, like see a future.
Yeah.
And I never questioned certain things. Like, we could talk about everything. Mm-hmm. And at the point in time where I guess it wasn't the best anymore, because mentally, I don't know, I was thinking about others.
Okay.
Because it's at a point in time where, like, I don't know, we came to realizing that like this wasn't going to be it. So I know I was not sleeping with other people, but interacting with other people, and he was doing the same.
Mm-hmm.
So I messed it up.
So it's like more interaction with the conversations with other people were more intriguing than what the hell y'all were talking about and what y'all had going on.
Mm-hmm.
That light was kind of dimming mm-hmm. there.
Like, I feel like even here talking about this, where it's like slowing down or right pace, I just feel like that's part of being in tune or in sync with each other. Mm-hmm. And you can say that's the connection though too, but mm-hmm. like when we are on the same wavelength, it's good. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, I got me some good tea, peach tea. Mm-hmm. Peaches.
Sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am. Are y'all ready for the finale of the House Bombs tonight?
I just watched last week's episode today. And I was trying to clean the kitchen this morning. I was like, oh, let me put this on and just start cleaning up it.
Well, look at me. Commercial. I done started out all whimsy-nimsy in the beginning, and y'all too. Like, I haven't watched last week. And I was the one, like, anti-Atlanta Housewives. Like, NeNe ain't on there. I ain't watching.
Because I don't remember what I was... I feel like I was doing something. Like, I was out and about some...
Yeah, that's all. I usually watch it at work. What happens is over the weekend, I don't really be watching the shows at home. It's like I'll go to work, and then we'll all be at work. Like, hey, you seen this? You seen this? And then we all kind of watch it together.
Yeah, I'm mad.
Do you guys watch Snowfall?
No, I was talking to Kiki about that last week,
but I didn't like. So the thing with me is, my daughter is like very mommy pro. Yeah, so certain. Yeah, I gotta wait for her to go to bed, and by that time I'm fucking tired. So it's like. I gotta find a way to kind of like watch it either on my phone or something.
I think y'all would like that.
I mean, I was watching it when Keyshawn stayed with me, but I never went. She said she didn't either. I didn't go back to watch it after she left. But
yeah, it's actually really good, and it shows like you know how crack got into the black communities, you know, through the CIA and stuff like that during that time, and how it just fucked up everything, you know. It was really good. Okay. It's a really good show. If you could ever get some time to just, you know, throw it on
that's
while you're doing
something. That's the part. Like, I'm so intense is what I realized, though, too. Like, I'm not good with, like, just having up a show that I haven't seen before as background noise. Bless you, I think. Yeah. I'm, like,
excuse me. Thank you.
Zoomed in, zoned in to, like, every single word and, like, ooh, what does that mean? And where is this coming up later on in the show and stuff like that? Like, I'm so intense. It's not even funny.
Yeah. Yeah. You be wanting to give you undivided attention. Some shows are like that, though. Some shows are like that you have to, like, you can't just... I've been trying to watch
Who Killed Sarah
on Netflix. Because everybody said it was good, but it's like I try to watch
going
it
on, yeah.
It's like it was too much going on in the shop, you know. And so I'm like, you know,
I do want to watch that. I finally watched
Put It On and watch it that way. Behind Her Eyes was like that. Like Behind Her Eyes, I had to watch it, you know, at home by myself. You know,
I started watching Game of Thrones again. I don't know if it's a like nostalgia of it. I don't know what it is though, too. But it's like I loved.
Oh God. I was just thinking that's so crazy. Like I was like, yo, I would love to just watch.
That's what
Game
I'm
of Thrones,
doing.
Like,
but you start picking up on more like, things though too, where it's like, oh, okay, now this makes sense. Oh, I know X, Y, and Z happened that you didn't realize the first time. Yeah.
Before. That's what I did with The Walking Dead. I had watched The Walking Dead over again. From the very, very beginning.
To get my life together.
I did that with How to Get Away with Murder was a good one. I was thinking I was gonna do that.
I love Scandal, but I'm that pro How to Get Away with Murder. Like,
could like them both.
I like Scandal, but after a while, I was like, I don't watch no more Scandal.
No scandalous.
Yeah, I love Scandal. I just How to Get Away with Murder is just like. It was just so interesting because it's like Annalise, how the fuck you gonna get out of this?
Like how she kept literally getting these niggas off of murder. Like the storyline, whoever, like he was brilliant.
Brilliant. Chandra Rhimes.
Storyline, brilliant. You know what I'm saying? Like some people just have that talent, and I'm like, yo, her storyline was like brilliant for me because it was a show. Like I'm like, yo, I could watch this again.
That's the same one who did what you call it though, too, Bridgerton, which I love.
Yeah, Bridgerton. I'm very upset that this dude does not want to be.
Oh wait,
you
don't
want to
go back on the show, the black guy? Oh, I wonder if there was some other stuff.
He don't want to go back on the show. They told him that like they asked him if he would even just do some episodes for $50,000.
Wow, episodes. Something else. I wanted to some underlying thing.
Yeah, he did not want to go back on that show. I don't know what it is. Bridgerton was like, everybody ended up falling in love with it once everybody started getting into it, you know? And it's like, he's such a major part.
The only black people on the show a little too,
Like, so what, like, that is too. I love the fact that, you know what I'm saying, it's just like, all right, who the fuck y'all gonna put in his place? Because why the fuck does the black dude have to marry
a bunch of things? Whatever. With that show, with race and...
But I love that the queen is black. But she, it's just like, why you have to be one, you're like the queen that's like, you know, you have to be entertained. She's like Caesar, you know? She has to be constantly entertained all the time. Like, it's crazy.
I haven't watched it. Just messing up my day. You're missing out, just see. Yeah,
it's a good show.
Natasha just ruined my day. I didn't realize he wouldn't come back.
He's, like, he's not coming back.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, he's not coming back. Oh, no, man, I'm sorry.
Oh, my goodness. Well, this was a good
fresh little.
I gotta go back to the nail salon again. I don't know what's up with me and my nails, but I broke another nail.
What happened?
I'm going to get my nails done today. I'm over here. Story. First of all, I don't know if y'all saw my story. I know you're on Instagram. Like, in between, like, you know, just being sleepy and going to my room, going to the bathroom, I drag my feet, especially if I'm tired. I'm dragging my feet, just sliding them, and I forgot that this damn wire was going across the damn floor, so I fucking tripped, okay? And my window was right here, so I done grabbed the damn blinds and broke the whole shit, okay? And I didn't even realize. I'm just like, oh, God. Oh, man. Whoa. Like you said. I got up, and then I just went to the bathroom. You know what I'm saying? I did what I had to do in the bathroom, and I came out. And I'm just like, damn, it's bright as fuck. It's 4 o'clock in the morning. Why is it so bright? Yeah, because all the light from outside is coming through these gaping holes in my goddamn block. Justin was like, this looks really bad. And I was like, you have kids in here. We started the podcast, I had measured my thing because after I get my nails done, I'm gonna go run over to Home Depot and go get me some blinds to put up today.
Yeah,
I'm
Sheena, like, what happened?
Lord have mercy. Cleaning. I chipped a nail. It's not even say broke. I chipped my thumb. So I need to go and get it. It wasn't them this time. This time it wasn't me from cleaning. I probably should have did deep cleaning before going to the nail salon, but you know.
We gotta wear gloves.
It wasn't even the glove. You know what? It was me pulling on stuff. I'm such a boy. Like, I was pulling something, and then the nail nick.
What is that? Like, with these nails? I just be like, I'm opening my dryer, nail chip. I'm like, what the fuck? It's like, damn, right. Tasha. Like, you are a girl, and you like to get your nails done. You need, and because I'm not dainty like that. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, people are moving so slow. It's like, I got to do this and I got to do that. It's just like, you know,
gloves wouldn't help me with that.
Yeah.
It was me
being rough. Oh, my goodness.
So, yeah, I'm going to have to go back. But it's fine.
You going to go back to there tomorrow?
No, I'm going to go today. I need to go back there. I need to go back to the mall. And may have a date. I just need to text him. So, I'm like, it's perfect because he lives on our side of town anyway.
Okay, Heard that. Well. I gotta go get luggage because I don't have a bag because my zipper.
Me neither. I had to stop by and go do that today too.
I like bought a one too. It was like $70 freaking, but whatever. I'll use it again. I'll be traveling again.
But you got a suitcase thing, right? I mean, a suitcase.
I got a suitcase thing. It was like a London Fog one. I thought it was cute, so I got it.
Okay.
But extra.
I was trying to find like the duffel with wheels.
Yeah, good luck for you, because that's what I was trying to get and couldn't find it, so I just went with a regular suitcase.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right, so ladies, I will I'm sure I'll speak to you before then. If not, we will see each other Thursday in Miami.
Thursday.
Yes, ma'am. Well, I don't see y'all at that. I think we're all on the same flight, no?
Oh, yeah, we're on the same flight.
I think they're like 10 something.
Yeah.
See you later. All right, guys.
Bye.
Later will be greater. Bye.